Let's see. And Ann Dix said if we had to, I could call her and conference her in, but I don't really, I really don't want to do that if we don't have to. Mm-hmm. Especially if she's with somebody dealing with a stroke, I'd rather. All right, so I'm going to call the meeting to order. Roll call being, I've got Jody, Clark, John Dangler, Mike, Grant, Jeff, John, Lindsay. Is that everybody? Yep. And then those who are missing are Katina, Philip, Mr. Garman, Bonnie, and Ann Dix.
Philip, what?
And I said Philip.
Carmen.
And Carmen. Okay. The minutes from the last meeting, did we...
I don't think I ever saw those. Then there was a mistake or something, and then I'm not sure. Did they? Were they set a second time?
I don't know.
Well, I don't think I ever saw them.
And then I'm going to move that we table the minutes, the acceptance of minutes from the last meeting until next meeting in order to make sure we have the proper minutes since we don't have our...
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Are there any other changes to our agenda? Okay, moving on. Communication from the mayor. Everybody should have received a memorandum from the mayor about how they'd like us to change our how we function. Did everyone receive one?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody need a copy?
Hey,
no. All right.
Can we ask Katina about the minutes? Were the minutes from the last meeting sent out? Because they were sent and there was a problem with them. And
no, they were all sent.
Were they sent
out
the second time?
No, they are attached to the calendar invite.
Okay. Is there a way to do it so that they're not attached to the calendar?
I can do it separately.
Yeah,
so you can pull it up when it's attached?
That's a problem. Once I accept the meeting, then it goes on my calendar. It's not any place where I can put it in a folder or anything like that. So that would be really helpful.
Okay. We've gone ahead and Taylor was anyway until next month. Since you've had a chance to read it and others, we'll approve those next month. Communication from the mayor, do you want me to read this aloud for you, or do everybody get a good idea of what it is?
You got it.
Any discussion on that we need to talk about?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right.
I have several reactions to this letter, actually.
Okay.
The first one is that when we first got together and were doing the bylaws, we had long discussions about what would be required of this board going forward. And we had long discussions about whether or not we would look at every single complaint. You remember that. Talked about the cat up the tree. Are we going to talk about a cat up a tree? And everybody agreed, yes. If we were going to look at complaints, we should look at all the complaints, period.
Disposition of the complaints.
Disposition of all the complaints. Somewhere along the line, I guess I was always under the impression that there was some notice going from public safety to the complainant once they had finished with the complaint. And I didn't realize that wasn't happening until just very recently when we talked about the fact that the only notice going to the complainant was what actually came from this board. Personally, I think that's a good thing. I think there should be something going to a complainant from the boards or from the department saying, we've reviewed your complaint and this is our disposition. I really assumed all along that was happening. I'm not sure that I agree that that we should only look at complaints that are not accepted, that the outcome is not accepted by the complainant. I would like to see something. I mean, I guess I would still like to be able to see all of the complaints, whether we're actually having to review them or not, just to see what's happening, and then what the what's happening with the department, with how they dispose of it. Because I think that's educational for us and informative when we have a complaint that we do have to deal with. If we have seen what's been done to other complaints. Then there's, you know, if there's a pattern or if there's a particular way that things are handled. And we've sort of seen that anyway as we, you know, as we've been going along these past couple of years. So I guess I'm just kind of...
Can I add to what you were talking about? Because, you know, we were part of this discussion and adding and also asking Lex maybe or even Grant about how the memo came about.
I don't know how it came about.
Well, I think I do. Because that's been a continuing discussion, if you remember, with our interaction with the department and putting together our rules, was to what extent we were going to review the disposition of all complaints. And I went back, and I'm again this evening, gone back and read the original resolution. And that's what guided us and put in, you know, if you remember, putting together the bylaws and rules. And it the resolution. The city council says the board, quote, will review complaints against the city of Aiken's public safety department in a fair and equitable and transparent manner. That's a very broad statement, but I understood clearly that our role was to review the disposition of all complaints for any number of reasons, many of which you kind of outlined. Now, if city council has made a decision, I'm not usurping the mayor's role here. This is more than anything else, try to, Lex, protect him. Because if this is a decision by city council, well, I think we've got to abide by the directive. But I just think this board needs to make sure that our direction is we resolve or review any complaint, the resolution of any complaints which are resolved not to the satisfaction of the complainant. We've got plenty to do. That's the edict, so be it. But I think the mayor needs to communicate with us and say that's a city council decision. Right, John?
Yeah. Well, I wonder if the answer to this is also to have when we're informed that a complaint has been made, once it's and when they go through the disposition, when they go through that process and it's completed. If it's completed and the person has to the person's satisfaction, we get that as the message. And maybe a brief summary of what it was, rather than having to read 50 pages of what it was.
Right.
But then if it's something where the person has either not said indicated satisfactory completion or has appealed it to us, then it's because right now it's we've set up an appeal process for them already for if we disagree.
I have two thoughts. Number one, this body was created to establish a level of trust, a trust that the people can rely on this group to give a fair and unvarnished look at complaints that may have been filed versus the city police department. I just sense this is sort of a chipping away at the trust piece, and I think that's really important that we avoid that. So that's my first concern. The second one is that people who may not fully understand the system or could otherwise be intimidated by getting a letter from the police department, etc., without the opportunity for this organization to take a look at it, it feels to me like some folks who, for whatever reason, are unwilling to
But the challenge
respond is, to the police and say, no, I don't buy that. I think this organization is really a way to provide that kind of trust again and opportunity to be heard that they may not exercise if they get a letter and probably a form letter from the police department. In other words, they would not have been duly considered.
I have a different view on that. I do have a different view on that. I think I'm more leaning towards what Clark stated. If the city council gives us direction on that, I'm okay with it. But I have found that secretary, nobody responds. I think this may have been four people out of all of these form letters that I've sent that has sent something back and said, you know, hey, I have more to add to it. So I think the ones that was the police department stated that, or that the complainant said that they were satisfied with the ADPS determination on that and that they felt it was fair, I think they really felt that and they don't want to go any further. But the ones that are not satisfied, I think regardless of how intimidated they may feel, they still responded to my letter. And it's only a handful in the 3 years that we've been active. And if I had to count, it's not, I don't even think it's eight people. I think it's a lot, maybe five.
And
with over half of those being.
And I don't have a problem. The city council wants to make that decision as long as public safety is clearly telling individuals by way of their transmitter. If you don't like how we've resolved this, and CRB exists, and this is what you do.
I would want to see that letter. I'd want to see a template of that letter before I would be happy with that process.
And keep in mind the people we're dealing with. These are not highly educated people.
Sure.
And they, I think John mentioned, they get a little intimidated. Police says, well, we didn't find anything wrong. You have any problem with that?
That's wrong.
You know,
that's not.
But the problem is, how are we going to physically get the complaint before us to be absolutely certain that they are comfortable and didn't feel pressured and so forth? And if what the mayor says is what the council wants us to do, how are we assure the person is okay with it? Are they going to sign something? Take somebody's word for it?
For me, that's one of the things we want to say in response to this is we've got a couple things that concerns with just process that we want to make sure are, because if we're going to be really reviewing and be one of those safety nets that we're talking about, let's make sure we are that and not just
that's a good way of putting a safety net.
Right.
Yeah. Also look for patterns. See, sometimes we'll
that's exactly right. That's why I said when you see a lot
with
of
the same officer.
Exactly.
And you know, at least we're seeing something going on. Is that officer got a little bit of an attitude? He or she doesn't relate well with some of the folks. And there might be more to it.
That's why I say when you see all of the complaints, you can see if there's a pattern or if there's you really get a feel for how things are handled. And
right.
Like, you know, we know we have one person who complains about everything, and she will complain about everything until the day she dies, and we will see that. You know? But we wouldn't know that otherwise.
Right.
You know, if suddenly we got something from the department saying, okay, Miss, you know, who has filed a complaint and she's not happy with our disposition. So all of a sudden this comes to us out of the clear blue and we don't have any background on this. We don't have any institutional knowledge yet about what has gone on in the past and how this might, how this has built on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This might be the final complaint that just does it for her and she says, that's it, I'm not, you know. And all we know is we have this one complaint.
Mm-hmm.
So we have
Lex,
that.
Do you know? Excuse me, Lex. Do you have any Lex? Do you have any information, background that what might have generated this letter? Your position with the city?
You can tell us
about how to make the process better. You know, public safety certainly wants to be able to respond quickly. You know, when we've got a complaint, but in some ways that their hands are tied, and then they're going to be second guessed, and it's going to be months down the road before that person finally gets the final okay, this is how it's going to be.
So this has probably been more generated by input from public safety than from the city council.
I don't think that's a fair statement. I'll bring you to that conclusion.
Has city council reviewed what the mayor's proposed and endorsed it?
I don't know that.
I say we
in his letter. He says
we.
Yeah. Well, I think the we is him, the city manager, Department of Public Safety.
Well, let me do this. Am I make a motion then?
Yes.
Can I just say one more thing before you do that? I think what Lex says is why I thought all along that there was something going from public safety to the complainant, and I was shocked when I found out that there wasn't, that everything was just coming to us without any kind of notification.
When it was the CRB, they absolutely were getting something from public safety.
Right, and so I'm thinking that was a mistake for that to stop. And I think that could be done in a way that says to the complainant, this has gone through the process of public safety and this is our disposition. We are now handing this over to the Citizens Review Board for further review. And they know that the complaint's been dealt with, because otherwise they may think, what's going on up there? I complained about this months ago.
They're not getting something from public safety.
Right.
Safety isn't given a written response.
So I think
it happens. They're talking with them on the phone.
Right.
The vast majority of the time it's done with body cam. It's not as if they're not getting anything. It's just one reduction.
Right. They're getting feedback, but they're not getting a formal thing saying, here's what we've done all this and here's what our final conclusion.
The investigation isn't over because y'all aren't done with it.
Well, wait.
Is this a reaction to the speed or the internal processing of the Citizens Review Board?
I think the speed probably does play a role in it, but I mean, I'm not going to speculate on this. I don't think it's my place, but I think most of the folks that internally feel like this would be better for the citizens, better for the complainants, and better for public safety.
And if I may add, if our stance is to continue reviewing 100% of the complaints, and the thought frame behind it is so that we can identify patterns, then at some point we have to look at patterns. So within the last few years, we haven't looked at patterns.
I don't think there's any hesitation on public safety's part for y'all to see every single complaint. I think that there is a benefit, though, to us not delaying these things being finalized when the citizen is satisfied with how public safety has handled it.
I totally agree with that.
There are many pros from that. And I think if we look at it broadly and just not from their perspective or the CRB's, having something resolved in a timely manner, it is important. We see that as a city with many things. And I think the vast majority of these complaints, public safety, could deal with in a timely manner. Y'all could still, see if it happens and whatnot, but
that's why I said if someone signed off on it and we've got something that says we're comfortable with the disposition of this, or this is completed and we're satisfied with the process that went through or whatever that thing is, we don't want further review. I think that makes perfect sense. But if it's not going to do that anyway,
my only concern is this, and I think that's fine, and we don't have to review it. But does that mean that we don't see it? And I think that's problematic. If you say, well, we're not even going to forward the complaints,
I don't think that's the intention. Okay. I'm sure that would be something very easy to work through. Yeah. Because y'all are getting notified of them before they've even investigated it anyway. I don't see that changing. It's
just
a matter of citizens giving
30 days
or whatever to file an appeal if they're not happy with what public safety's done.
That
doesn't mean
that. So maybe that's the point. Well, that I guess is something we need to kind of have somewhat codified, so we know, because we sent off our bylaws to city council, so they knew how we were functioning. And maybe we just clarify it in whatever we do in this. And
I think Jeffrey's right. I think it's important for us to see complaints, whether we deal with them or not. And the way we're set up now with the three panels to consider complaints, we could actually do away with that and just act as a committee of the whole when we got a complaint that was challenged.
Right, and we've got, I mean, the first year we had 38. This year we have 21, up to this point. There may be one more that comes in before the end of the year, but I mean, we've got half as many as we did the first year. My guess is that, you know, we're not going to have much more, any more than probably 30
years. I agree, and that's why I think it's not onerous for us to review the complaints. If they're sent to everybody at one time and the disposition is there, I mean, we don't necessarily have to see it while it's in progress. We can see it the way we are now when it's done and it's checked off, either, you know, exonerated or whatever they do on that little thingy there that they have to check stuff off. We can look at it and say, that sounds good, you know. And then if somebody does file an appeal, we have had the complaint, we've looked at it, we're not ready to go from zero. I just think the more information you have, the better you can do your job.
How are the complainants made known of the opportunity to file with the Citizens Review Board?
Right now, but there is no mechanism because we're charged with reviewing the disposition of all complaints. That's going to be a key part of the mayor's proposal, is due process and clear notification again to the complainant. He may very well be satisfied with how public safety has resolved it, and I think public safety has a stellar record of doing that, frankly. Mm-hmm. But it's no different, Judge, than giving notice of rights to anybody in any type of review procedure. This is not really an appeal thing. We're not, because we don't have any decision making power. All we're doing is reviewing and making recommendations. So the word appeal is not a proper one, I don't think, in this case. But it gets back to, if this is what council wants to do, then we serve at council's pleasure. We need to be, I hate to put it this way, sometimes law is good stepchildren, okay? We do what we're told. But to be fair to the public and the citizenry, for all the reasons we've discussed, there should be a letter, and it should be bold, underlined. We've resolved it. If you're not happy with it, you have a right to request further review, and this is how you do it, blah, blah, blah. So my motion would be that the board communicate directly with the mayor and simply inquire at this point, is this a direction of city council?
Mm-hmm.
If it is, we have a few suggestions based on our experience as to how this should be implemented.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like it, let's frankly, of official council record that they've made this decision after council originally and unquestionably charged us with reviewing the disposition of every complaint presented against our very fine Department of Public Safety. Because a year now from the road, I don't want to find that we should have reviewed something, and a citizen says, well, just what you said, Judge,
mm-hmm.
I didn't understand it. You know, they called me and said, we reviewed it, we're okay with it, and that's the end of it. And I just, you know, authority is authority, and we were set up to be a transparent group to offer service to everybody involved, public safety,
mm-hmm.
the public, etc. So that's my motion.
Okay, it's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion on that?
I would just add that his last sentence, requiring any and all information to be submitted at the time of appeal, should eliminate the need for the CRB to consider a complaint multiple times. We don't consider complaints multiple times, first of all. We consider them once.
Actually, we have the ability for someone to appeal our
Well, if they appeal, then of course we're
that's a second time.
But my problem with the way he is outlining this is that we would see nothing until all of a sudden somebody files an appeal. And then we have to go from ground zero. We suddenly get all of this information coming in. Whereas if we're looking at things as we go along,
well, actually, that shouldn't be as huge a deal, because if they go through the process and it's been complete, the investigation's been completed, and they're asking for a review. They ask for that review right away when they get when I get the final completed investigation is when we get notified that it's when they want us to look at it.
What I'm saying is you wouldn't be getting that anymore.
No,
according to this, you would not be getting anything until an appeal has been filed.
Well, that's,
which
right now that's kind of what we do, though. We get it once it's all completed.
Right. But we get it.
Right.
Yeah.
And we would still get it. We'd get it right then, though.
I think we can sort through that after we get past the initial
All right, so we've got a motion on the floor and it's been seconded. We have suggestions that would make it so the process would set up integrity.
Would be more consumer friendly.
And it probably needs tweaking anyway. So we've got the motion, we've got it seconded. Is there any other discussion? All right, then all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. With that,
I'll be happy to help. Whoever's going.
Let's you and I talk. Set up a meeting with to talk to the mayor. And
I would like it to be in writing.
In writing.
I don't want to trap on.
Okay. Let's you and I come up with something in writing then for it.
Will we be able to see it?
Yeah, we'll send it to everybody first to look at.
I guess we have to tweak it a little bit. So we're going to have to hustle, too.
Yeah.
Once it's done by the first of the year.
Well, I think that shouldn't be too
bad. How many times more a city council meeting before the end of the year left? Yeah?
Until January.
Fine. Let's get it out the chute.
Okay.
Well, now there's a second part to this letter.
I was also going to make a motion on that, too.
Okay, we've taken that. Now there's a second part to the and about the number of members to the meeting. Is that the part we want to talk about next?
Yes.
Okay, you have a motion on that?
We actually talked about this at the last meeting.
What do you think, Jody? What about numbers?
Mike and I were talking about this on the way down tonight, and I personally think 9 is a good number.
I agree.
Did y'all see my email about that?
I did not.
Make it 9, and let's reduce it to 2 panels. You need to have a floater as an extra number, 2 panels of 4, and take either the moderator, maybe Katina, the secretary, off of a panel, but also have that person serve as a floater in case another panel needs it. I think we're at the point where I think this thing is run very efficiently, by the way.
Well, I do too.
Given the fact that we started literally from scratch and we looked at models from around the country that were not suitable for us. But I think reduce it to 9, an uneven number.
I think with what they're proposing here, we wouldn't need panels anymore. If all we're going to get is appeals, the chance of how many appeals we're going
to
get.
I hate to keep harping on this, and I don't mean it to be negative, but they are not appealing to us. We have no decision-making authority. They're asking us to review
exactly
the person's recommendations.
Exactly. But
but it doesn't. If we are taking off the plate the satisfactory disposition of complaints, if that's what council wants to do, again, that's council's decision, then we would still be receiving, however, packages of the disposition of complaints where somebody has said, I'm not satisfied with it. And I think we should continue to go through the mechanics and the process that we put in place through panels.
Right.
I think it's unwieldy, Jody, for us to show up as a mass and not have some initial review.
We seem to be doing that most of the time anyway, frankly. I mean, what's happening now more often than not is that everybody's reading every complaint instead of instead of being reviewed through panels.
All right, so who's going to report it out to the board and everything? Or is it just going
to
be a...
It comes to the moderator, so the moderator's in charge of complaints that come. I'm just thinking they're going to be so few.
I'll make a deal with you then. Let's keep a panel process in effect, but if that proves not to be even needed anymore, we can always set back.
I agree. I think if we have, it depends on the number of complaints we get. We haven't had so many where it was, you know, too hard for all of us to hear each and every complaint recently.
But that could change.
That could change. Maybe we put in some provisions if we get more than three complaints in a month or so, then they are split up by panel. But if we have one or two complaints in a month...
It makes no sense to have that layered system, I don't think.
All right, we all hear it.
If you have so few, I mean...
That's a bylaw committee thing, though. Let's... The nine, but moving to the nine, I think, is the important decision to...
We recommend, and I think you look them over.
How many active people do we have?
That's what we need to find.
13.
I haven't seen a current board list.
You're looking at the board.
Do you have a... Katina, do you have a...
I have it right here. I have it all here.
It's Carmen and Bonnie. It's not here. James...
Jody. James Diamond is—he doesn't come very often, but he's chronically missing. Phillip's chronically missing. Mm-hmm. Bonnie's been. And Carmen's usually here, and Ann is usually here.
The judge and I discussed this yesterday. The 15 member thing.
Yeah.
Came into existence from the inception by the mayor.
Right.
Right.
He said 15. Nowhere in our rules does it say how many folks are supposed to be on.
Oh, okay. So switching, we can recommend the mayor to be done with it.
I mean,
he's looking for us to recommend him, and that he wants the final say on it, apparently. If we recommend nine, that would exclude someone
I've said
already that I'm going to be stepping off at the end of the year.
Okay.
Because I have various reasons. One of them is health issues, and I've spent a week at the Cleveland Clinic a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to be dealing with stuff over the next few months, and I just would rather that and my foster kids and all these other things. It's just one too many words for me right now.
Carmen is replacing you, correct?
You guys have the nominating
committee. We haven't had a report from the nominating committees.
Right,
we don't talk about that in a second.
That comes up when we get to committees. But we've got a motion to recommend nine people to the mayor's...
That will be the number by natural attrition.
Right.
Yeah, by attrition, yes.
And I think that's a good thing to have some stability.
Right.
We talked about rotating at one time, and it never worked. Yeah. I mean, we never really got started with it.
Yeah. So, all in favor of moving to nine? Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that's done. Okay. That's taking care of the mayor's letter. Now we can move on to, are there any board member announcements? Report from the moderator. I don't really have much of a report other than what we've already talked about. Committee reports. We have the committee for nominations.
And I'll set that up.
Yep.
That's you.
All right, let me ask this question. Jody? Did we say we elect in January to start February, or is it we elect now?
We announce in January and elect in February, but let me just check it.
Yeah. All right. And I'll stay on to get the next person.
It's on the nominating committee with me. Colin?
It should be in the minutes.
I have something to take a lead. Friday's elect should be in charge of everything.
The nominating committee is Clark, Ann, and Jeff.
Yeah.
Ann and Jeff.
You want to hear what I've done? Just casual. All right, Grant, you've announced, you indicate you're ready to step off completely from the board?
Yeah.
All right. All right, and he expressed that at the last meeting. I spoke with Carmen and asked if she wanted to ascend. She respectfully declined. She wants to remain as vice. Katina, you want to stay as secretary?
I will stay as secretary.
All right, Jeff, I have talked to Judge Dangler at length. Are you okay as a committee voting to place his name in the hat, his nomination?
That's fine with me.
All right, let me offer my endorsement of Judge Dangler for this position. I think he's been a tremendous asset to this board, bringing his professional experience and his life experiences to the table. I know in discussing things with him, having just tonight, finding out he's been in private law practice and public service. How long were you on the bench, Judge?
8 years.
And this was a court of general jurisdiction?
Yeah, like your circuit judge.
All right, like our state circuit court judge, in fact, which means he's had a little bit of everything come his way. I'm sensitive to gender race issues, and we have a Caucasian chairman who's I'm offering to be replaced by another Caucasian gentleman, so the floor is open. But what I'll tell you what attracted me to Judge Dangler more than anything else is I think he will have the temperament and the ability to preside over any public instances where we had citizens not happy with the process or wanted to question our authority or whatnot. I'm convinced he'd be able to step up and handle that and deal with situations. Not saying our father has not been able to do that quite ably. But I think having a judge in that position is an ideal thing for us. So the committee would place his name in nomination. I guess, would ask if any others, but we don't vote until February.
Right.
Or if anybody else has any ideas.
Now, I would say this is the discussion we need to have next time. I also, nothing against Katina, but I think that she's term limited.
Okay. You want to be new secretary?
No.
Term limited in terms of her position as secretary?
Yeah.
Well, that could be just a viable change.
All this stuff and get the material out. You do a fine job, but...
And let me add, from a bylaw standpoint, the mayor's memo is going to shake up a little bit with the...
Well, the bylaws committee is going to have to tweak these bylaws down to the ground now because they're...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's one of the things I want to talk to when we write them. We also want to talk about we need to change our bylaws to adequately reflect the changes in how we're functioning.
I didn't think we put a limitation on, did we?
I don't think so.
I think it was 2 terms.
Well, that's so 6 years, right?
2 one-year terms. Not including the first go-around, the initial go-around, and then those two. So Clark and Katina have been, you would both be term limited at this point.
You mean Grant?
I need to go back and look at it. Yeah, Grant and Katina. Carmen would not, because she is newer. She's only been in 1 term at this point.
You're right. That's in your bylaws. It's the 1 year. I had experience with another board. We had a treasurer, and treasurers are invaluable. So we made a change that except for the treasurer, if he or she is willing to continue to stay on until their 3-year term.
That's certainly something, as we're rewriting the bylaws for this next group anyway, we make
that. Yeah.
But for now, I think the nominating committee needs to meet and talk about all of the different
things.
Okay. Any other
formally place them in nomination in January?
January.
Jeff, you and I.
Okay.
And Ann, you need to include her. She's on your committee.
In February.
Ann.
All right. Very good.
Now, is there anything, and we know we've got the committee on bylaws and policies and procedures that's going to have some work. Is there a report that they have for this month?
No.
No, okay.
After the mayor's memo, I was really talking about a few things, but I've got to go back and and I really need to get together.
Thank you. Okay, any other committee reports? Any old business? Any new business? Okay. I entertain a motion to move into executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have two pending. Moving to our just report, the report of actions taken in executive session, CRB 2018-14 is affirmed, and CRB 2018-18 is affirmed as well. No, and we took no action on CRBs 2018, 19, 20, and 21 because they have not yet been completed. Any other discussion? Anything else for the good of the order?
Good, we adjourn.
All in favor? We adjourn.
Time to